strong. I didn't believe her at first, so she said she'd demonstrate it for me. She kneeled on the bed with her butt stuck up in the air and eyes closed. Slowly started to ease the dildo in. At first, she took it real slow, and the dildo just played around the outer edges of her brown eye. Then she started pushing it in, a little at a time. Sherry's eyes were closed, and she emitted little grunts as she slipped the dildo into her asshole, and then pulled it out a bit, and then slipped it in a bit farther. My eyes and my dick started to grow wider as I watched her take more and more of it in. Her mouth gasped open as she shoved the dildo in deeper and more violently, as my dick had now reached its full extended size. I took advantage of the open orifice. Sherry seemed to appreciate having something too stuck on, and she greedily took the head of my cock into her mouth. Her whole tanned, lithe body started shaking as most of the dildo was swallowed up into her hole. And when she suddenly erupted into a violent orgasm, I shot off a whole wad into her mouth. We both collapsed onto the bed. We both collapsed. Excuse me, folks. Will you stop that back there? We both collapsed onto the bed and stared at the ceiling for a moment. Stop that! That was amazing, I told her. I wouldn't have believed it unless I saw it for myself. The proof is in the pudding, Sherry said, laughing. She was right. I was now hot to try it for myself. Sherry worked her way down my body to my lip, cock, and started tonguing it again, until in a short while it swelled up to a full-blown erection. I pulled her back up and sucked on her nipples for a while until they were fully erect. Then I positioned her hairy pussy above my face and manipulated her wet pussy with my tongue until her lips were covering. Oh, I can't stand this. I gotta go to a commercial break. Be right back, folks.
Hello, this is Deputy D. I'm here taking place of Copy D. He's in the restroom right now. Okay, where did we leave off?